The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Good day. Welcome again to another edition of Boomer Generation Radio. This is your host, Richard Address, coming to you live from the studios of WWDB AM 860 here in the Delaware Valley and streaming live on WWDBAM.com. And on today's program, we are very, very delighted to welcome Lissa Lewin, the founder and executive director of Nancy's House, this very, very interesting program here in the Delaware Valley. And we're going to be back to speak with Lissa and to talk about this program right after these messages.
Today, many families are expressing a growing interest in preserving the values, thoughts, and experiences of their older members so that future generations can benefit from their wisdom. This is Steve Lubetkin from Lubetkin Communications. We can create a family legacy video you'll treasure for years to come. Get more information now at lubetkin.net or call 856-751-5491. Mention Jewish Sacred Aging and you'll get a 10% discount on your family legacy video project.
Hi, welcome back to Boomer Generation Radio. And I want to talk to you a little bit about a friend of mine over at FuelTheBodyWell.com. Simona, who was here a couple of weeks ago on FuelTheBodyWell.com, her website, really has created a program that's now available to specifically for baby boomers. She reminds us that if you recall some of us, well, some of you maybe, well, maybe not, who when we went off to college and gained that traditional freshman 15, talking about now the attempt to lose what she's calling the retirement 15 in order to regain some vitality and zest for life. On FuelTheBodyWell.com, you can click on this program called Boomer Wellness, which is a blueprint for reversing your retirement 15. We invite you to visit FuelTheBodyWell.com to check out the Wellness Home Study Course and enroll in Boomer Wellness today. Just think how great you're going to feel at upcoming holiday dinners or family gatherings when you're feeling and looking healthy and vibrant because of the choices you make right now. So don't put it off. Visit FuelTheBodyWell.com and look for the Boomer Wellness Program. Lissa Lewin, the executive director and founder of Nancy's House here in the greater Philadelphia area. Welcome to Boomer Generation Radio. Lissa, thank you for coming out on this cold day to be with us. So tell me, let's get right to the heart of the question. What is Nancy's House and how did you get involved with it?
Nancy's House is a program that is specifically for family caregivers. It is a unique program in that usually when people think about respite, they think about those wonderful services that come into the house to take care of the person who's ill. We don't do that. We actually take care of the caregiver. And the caregiver comes to us for 2 undisturbed nights' sleep, and the rest of the program gets built around that. It starts with getting some sleep, and then to that we add classes in self-care. So we teach meditation, we teach yoga, stress management techniques, we have support groups, we have a resource library. But really it's a chance to be with other people who are walking the same path.
So this is a Nancy's House is a program that then is respite care. It's caring for the caregiver.
Exactly.
So the obvious question then is, obviously is a personal, I would assume that there is a personal story involved with this because you are the founder as well as the executive director.
Right.
So how did you get involved with this?
It started way back when my father-in-law was 90 years old and could no longer live by himself. We had already done all the things that you do to maintain him in his own space. I was cooking extra meals, laying out the medications for the week, but ultimately it was really clear he couldn't be there by himself. And then we all decided together that he would move in with us. Fortunately, we were able to accommodate that. And he moved into our home. He had congestive heart failure, Parkinson's disease, diabetes. He had survived several cancers. But he also had a little bit of dementia. You could hold a lovely conversation, but it kept life interesting. He lived with us for 5 years. One of the impacts of the dementia was that his clock had flipped. So he was up at night, which meant I was up at night.
Okay, so that's the sleep thing.
That's the sleep thing. And then, of course, he had Parkinson's, and a stubborn streak. So he wouldn't use his walker, which meant I would hear him get up. He didn't want me coming down to help him, so I would just lay there until I heard the inevitable thud. And then I would go downstairs to see what had happened, pick up the pieces, call 911 if I had to, and we would go on.
So your personal journey then led you to create this organization, correct?
That's it. That's it.
So Nancy's House, first of all, the name Nancy's House comes from?
The name is actually a thank you to a massage therapist. When Abe moved in with us, one of the ways I took care of myself was to start seeing a massage therapist. And Nancy Brown had a son with autism. And we just had this conversation one day about, wouldn't it be great if there were a place we could get taken care of the way we take care of these other people? Nancy left the practice, don't know where she went. My father-in-law lived another 4.5 years. But the day after he died, I woke up and realized I had just had the first solid night's sleep I'd had in 5 years, and I hadn't even realized it. When I started to look into what happens to us as caregivers as a result of sleep deprivation, as a result of the stresses, that conversation came back, and it was clear that it was time to do something for caregivers. These services were not available and were clearly needed. And as a thank you to Nancy for that conversation, that's the name of the organization.
So Nancy's House is a place, or is it not a physical place?
It is not yet a physical place.
Not yet.
We would love to be able to have our own facility that would run 24/7, and it would be filled all the time. But right now, we don't have that funding. So right now, we are a program that runs as we get the money. So as soon as I get grants, private donations, whatever puts it all together, I run a group, and we work in small group settings. We serve 10 guests at a time because our goal really is to build a community of support. If you think about the two things that really impact a caregiver, it's isolation and exhaustion, and everything else cascades from that.
So I'm a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
How do I access your program? How do I get in touch with you?
It's really easy. There are several ways. You can call me. The phone number is 215-885-0753. I'm sure we'll come back to that.
We will.
You can register on the website. The website is www.nancys-house.org.
Do that again.
Sure. www.nancys-house.org.
So This people will contact you in need of support, respite mm-hmm. care. But this is not just for people taking care of people in their home. The vast majority of people who are caregivers are assisting people in many cases who are in a facility, in a nursing home, an assisted living facility, rehab facility. They are also undergoing the same type of stresses and strains.
They are. And so it's really defined more by what are the services you're providing, how much of your time is being given, and what are the experience? What is your experience of this caregiving situation?
So walk me through. You have now, Nancy's House has been in existence how many years?
We're coming up on our 10th anniversary.
So you have a backlog of experience and stories and mm-hmm. data
mm-hmm.
on which to make some judgments. So in these 10 years, give me the three top concerns that you can reflect upon that are major concerns of people who are caregiving. You mentioned isolation. Give me a couple others that you see just about in every situation.
Financial stress,
okay.
And it doesn't matter what financial class you're in, there is financial stress. The out-of-pocket, non-reimbursable expenses add up no matter what financial class you're in. Dementia caregivers have the greatest. We did a dementia caregiving group not long ago, and this group of women was by far the most physically exhausted, emotionally stressed, financially depleted group that I have seen ever.
Well, I had some little bit of experiences with my own mom who passed away due to the dementia stuff. So I understand how that can be overwhelming
mm-hmm.
in many ways, stress or form. Isolation, financial stress. What else?
Exhaustion, physical exhaustion. There are guests who come who say, I just want to sleep. I just want to sleep. And actually, for us, that's fine. If that's what they need, the only requirements are that they eat and sleep.
What about the emotional slash, as a clergy person, I jump to this, the emotional slash spiritual stress that hits a caregiver in a situation like this? Can you talk a little bit about what you found?
Sure. If you look at the research, what you see is depression as a major effect of caregiving. And that's certainly what we've seen in our guests. People come in very fragile, very emotionally frail. They feel that they are not doing whatever it is well enough. It's overwhelming. The task is too big. And so even though what they do is out of love and out of care and devotion, that sense of too much.
Being overwhelmed?
Mm-hmm.
So the emotional stress and strain, you're a therapist in quote, civilian life in real life. What's the impact of long-term caregiving on a marriage?
Well, there are a couple of different answers to that. It depends on who you're taking care of. If you're taking care of an elderly parent, certainly there is the impact on the relationship in terms of time to devote to the relationship, in terms of the intimacy that comes with that as a result of either the caregiving responsibilities, the time that's given, the exhaustion levels, all of those affect the relationship. The old family dynamics, the family of origin stuff that come up when you're taking care of a parent, all of that can play out in the marriage. But suppose you're taking care of a spouse, not a parent, then everything gets turned on its head.
So I'd like to explore a little bit about that and some of the challenges and differences, spouse, parent, and also, God forbid, if you've had experience with a child.
Yes.
And also talk a little bit about, when we come back from this break, exactly what happens on one of these respite retreats, as you call them. We're speaking with Alyssa Lewin, the founder and executive director of Nancy's House, a program of respite care and support for caregivers here in the Delaware Valley. Before we have some messages, I do want to let our audience know that, believe it or not, this is next week begins our second year. It's our one-year anniversary of Boomer Generation Radio here at WWDB, so a big shout-out to the station. Because of that and because of a whole variety of things, we're very pleased to make the announcement that as of next week, February 4th, 2014, Boomer Generation will go to 1 hour. And we'll be on from 10 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock in the morning, and will allow us to do a little bit more in-depth interviews, have some more guests, take your phone calls at the call-in number, and hopefully do some other things. And we encourage you to, if you have any suggestions, ideas, you'd like to be part of the show, you can contact us on boomergenerationradio@gmail.com. That's boomergenerationradio@gmail.com. And we'll be starting off our second year, our 1 year anniversary next week with the going to the hour with two special guests from the Kendall Corporation here in Kennett Square. And we're going to spend the hour really talking about placement in nursing home, assisted living facilities, what happens there, how to do it, how to make judgments, the impact on families, the impact on people taking care of other people, and the whole change in dynamics with that. So that's next week, Boomer Generation Radio, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock as we go to 1 hour. We're talking a lot about parenting issues and taking care of parents and taking care of older parents. And I want to bring to your attention a couple of questions that no doubt some of us who have done this or some of you who are doing this may be worried about our parents' failing memory, a concern, as we've just heard from Alyssa, parents' safety, and not quite sure where to turn for help. And if this is a concern of yours, we want to ask you to consider calling the SeniorWise Care Manager Program over at Samaritan Family of Services. SeniorWise geriatric care managers can provide a comprehensive assessment and care plan. They help keep your loved ones safe at home. They screen and monitor in-home services. They help you avoid costly mistakes, and they ease your loved one's transition to a care facility if that becomes necessary. SeniorWise is a member of the Samaritan Family of Services, and to speak with a SeniorWise geriatric care manager today, you can call them at 856-552-5166. That's 856-552-5166. Tell them you heard about it on Boomer Generation Radio. That's 856-552-5166, or you can log on to www.seniorwisecare.org. That's www.seniorwisecare.org. And as important in many ways as Alyssa just alluded to, some of the financial stress that involves caregiving, we want to remind you again of our friends at the Hecht Investment Group at Janney Montgomery Scott, which provides concierge financial consulting and planning services. The Hecht Investment Group uses a formal investment process as their foundation, and clients receive frequent communication and rapid response to their questions. As you know, as many of us know, there are no needs greater than our own when it comes to personal financial planning, and the Hecht Investment Group provides experienced guidance and an efficient management process that is important in today's environment. We ask you to contact the Hecht Investment Group toll-free at 855-289-2168. That's 855-289-2168. Visit Hecht Investment at the hechtinvestmentgroup.com. And Hecht Investment Group is also on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, the complete set. And we're very happy to announce that the Hecht Investment Group has recently been selected as a 5-star professional organization listed in Philadelphia Magazine. So give them a call at 855-289-2168. That's the Hecht Investment Group of Janney Montgomery Scott. Tell them you heard about them on Boomer Generation Radio. We are back with Alyssa Lewin, the founder and executive director of Nancy's House here in the greater Philadelphia area, a program to provide respite care for caregivers. And we went out of that first segment talking a little bit about the impact of caregiving on family systems. And you were talking about a marriage and the impact of a marriage if one cares for a parent. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk to me a little bit about your experience when those caregivers are not necessarily caring for an elderly parent, but a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Or, God forbid, a child. Are there different dynamics? Are there different stresses and strains? Or are they just channeled? Are the same ones, but different channeling? If that makes sense.
The answer to that is sort of a both and.
Okay.
There are certainly some generic caregiving concerns. You know, am I doing whatever my loved one needs well enough? Am I meeting all of their physical needs, their emotional needs? But each relationship has its own demands, has its own expectations, and there's a certain expectation as our parents get older and start to fail. It's like, this is the normal cycle of things. But when you see that in your spouse or you see that in your child, we somehow feel that's an aberration, and that adds its own set of concerns and its own set of stresses to relationships.
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned the emotional and spiritual concerns, because in my experience as a clergy person, a lot more of the why questions come up when you're dealing with a spouse and especially a child.
Mm-hmm.
If my parent is 98 years old and is failing, it's horrible, but there's a psychological understanding. Well, that's the cycle.
Right.
But not my 18-year-old or not my spouse who I still wanted to do things with.
Right.
Somebody calls you, a caregiver is in need of concern. They pick up the phone. They call you at what number?
215-885-0753.
Or they go on the website, which is?
www.nancys-house.org.
And they're in need of some help. They understand that the demands of caregiving and perhaps juggling a job, a family, mom or dad, is just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. They're getting lost emotionally, spiritually, psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
You provide a service called a respite retreat.
Yes.
Walk me through what a respite retreat is. Where are they held? What happens? How much does it cost?
Let's start with where they're held. Because we don't have our own facility yet, we use places that meet our standards for what our guests require. So they get held at the ACE Conference Center up in Lafayette Hill, Normandy Farm in Bluebell, the Colonial Inn down in historic Smithville, New Jersey. All of them, if anybody is familiar, are beautiful settings where people feel removed from the hectic day-to-day activities, where they can actually retreat from the world and start to focus on themselves. What we hear over and over again from our guests is, this is time that's just for me. I'm not anybody's wife, daughter, caregiver. It's just for me. And that's really what we want to create. So our day starts, the first day actually starts in the afternoon. There's a general reception. Everything starts with food. So there's a little reception. It's also time for me to meet with guests individually to find out what they want from the weekend. From there, we move into a yoga class, a dinner support group, which is open-ended. Some of them have ended about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Some have gone on until about 2 in the morning. It really depends on the group and what they need. The next morning, we start with an early walk. I've had some groups tell me that I'm crazy and they're going to sleep in, thank you, which is fine. But we start with an early walk, breakfast. In the morning, there is a stress management class or a meditation, calming meditations class. And those two can flip depending on scheduling from morning to afternoon. So it's one class in the morning, one in the afternoon. Stress management techniques and calming meditations. During the open part of the day, people can get massages. Individual counseling is available. We have a resource library. There's always snacks, good food. Lunch, midday. At 6 o'clock, we have another yoga class, dinner after that, another support group. The following morning, there's an early morning walk, breakfast, and then we have energizing meditations. As a caregiver, you need to be able to gather yourself on the spot, both to calm down in a stressful situation and to energize yourself when you're feeling exhausted, but you just have to get through this one more thing. And so we help people to have the skills to do both. We do a closing exercise that helps to anchor what people have learned. And by 2 in the afternoon, they're heading home. So it's basically about 48 hours, not quite 48 hours.
Is it always a weekend?
It's not. Sometimes we run Wednesday to Friday. Sometimes it's Friday to Sunday.
And how much does this cost?
We have a sliding scale for caregivers because we are keenly aware that caregivers are financially stressed and we don't want to add burden to that. The entire weekend, including everything, ranges from $75 to $200.
Okay. And then this may be an off-the-wall question, but I would imagine as a caregiver, this could be an important question. These are private rooms or is...
I was just going to mention. Thank you. Oh. Yes. Actually, one of our guests was really surprised that she had a private room. It's a private room and a private bath. Somehow she was expecting a dormitory or something.
Right.
So everybody has a private room and a private bath. It's really important when you're coming to just be able to let go and relax that you have your own space to do that.
And how often do you run these respite retreats?
We can only do it as we get money. The funding really is the key issue. So on average, it's been about 4 times a year, twice in the fall, twice in the spring.
So let's talk about, before we start running out of time, because we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left, let's mm-hmm. talk about, as we say in our tradition, the tachlis, the funding. Mm-hmm. You exist, Nancy's House exists on right now private donations, correct?
Primarily private donations, right. We are a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. We are a not-for-profit. We run mainly on private donations. We have gotten some small grants.
Mm-hmm.
We just received a small grant from the Dolfinger McMahon Foundation, and we're looking to raise monies to match that so that we can run a program.
So you have all this information on the website? I mean, if somebody wants to donate, if somebody wants
there
to
get involved. There is a donate now button, yes.
Okay. So real fast, again, because, well, let me ask this one quick question before we do the numbers and the website again.
Mm-hmm.
The respite retreats are 48-hour programs.
Correct.
Suppose somebody just needs a day. just a day. I just need to get out of this house. I need a day. Are you equipped yet to provide that type of care?
When we have a facility, we would love to be able to do that. Right now, that's not a possibility
for
us.
So the goal really is to create a freestanding retreat center or facility that if somebody wants to donate to you, they can certainly contact you.
Yes, they can.
And they contact you at how? Lisa, give us real fast again the phone number and the website for Nancy's House.
Phone number 215-885-0753. Website www.nancys-house.org. Or they can email me, Elissa, E-L-I-S-S-A, at nancys-house.org.
All right. Do me a favor. Run through those one more time. Phone number, website.
Phone number 215-885-0753. Website www.nancys-house.org. You have to put the dash in or you wind up at an HIV center in Tennessee.
It's a big difference from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
One last quick question, because we alluded to this idea of family systems. Are you seeing more intergenerational support with caregiving? I know the primary caregiver does this many times in splendid isolation. But are you seeing more family in multi-generational people, especially with longevity, getting involved in support?
I think there are many more people now who are taking care of their parents. That certainly seems to be a trend. An interesting thing as boomers age, however, is that there are going to be fewer and fewer people available to take care of us.
Right. One of the things we need to continue to talk about on Boomer Generation Radio. Mm-hmm. All the statistics are given the birth or lack of replenishment, mm-hmm. that as we get older, and the rumor has it that we're going to, there are not going to be enough really skilled people to take care of us. And that's a real issue that the society doesn't seem to want to deal with. And it's a very, very powerful issue, mm-hmm. on a variety of different levels. And we're going to keep coming back to that issue. Elissa Lewin, the founder and executive director of Nancy's House, thank you very much for being with us here on Boomer Generation Radio. I really appreciate it. Good luck with this, and hope some people contact you and hit the podcast of this show eventually on JewishSacredAging.com, our website. And again, if you need to contact the radio show, it's BoomerGenerationRadio@gmail.com. That's BoomerGenerationRadio@gmail.com. And again, I'm very happy to announce that next week on our first anniversary, as we begin our second year, Boomer Generation Radio will be going to 1 hour from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And please send us your ideas. And if you'd like to get involved, we'll be doing some call-ins and hopefully some other things at BoomerGenerationRadio@gmail.com. So we wish you a great day. Stay warm if you're in the Philadelphia area, because it's a little nippy out there. Thank you, Tony, again for our producer. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week as we go to 1 hour on Boomer Generation Radio. See you same time next week.
Thank you.